Tis the season for redrawing political boundaries, including the McLean County Board.
We're a big county, and I would like to see us make sure that we have representation for each community.
That's County Board Member Elizabeth Johnston. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, April 22nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Let's lead off with a McLean County Board Committee hearing recommendations to reshape the county's top governing body. As Eric Stock reports, a member of that committee argued the county's redistricting process lacks fair representation.
The County Board's Executive Committee held the first of three public hearings on the county's once-a-decade process to draw its district maps following the latest census. The County Board currently has 20 members, including two from each of 10 districts. County Board Member Elizabeth Johnston proposed the county double the number of districts from 10 to 20 and give each district one representative instead of two. Johnston says reducing the size of each district would give the public a stronger connection with their county board member.
In Shenoah, their closest board member is 30 miles away. That's almost the distance from my house to like Morton. We're a big county, and I would like to see us make sure that we have representation for each community in our county.
Two others at the hearing called for fewer board districts. Anna Ziegler, assistant manager of the McLean County Farm Bureau, stressed the need for rural representation.
We believe that reducing the number of districts will empower every voter, both urban and rural, to vote for a larger percentage of the board. Instead of just voting for two county board members, every board member would have the opportunity to elect three, four, or five, depending on the final number of districts.
Executive Committee Member Lori Wohlrab, the only Democrat on the nine-member panel, slammed the county's redistricting process.
We have not discussed our goals, what tools we will use to achieve our goals, or how we will measure any end products against our set goals, and how we will meet the requirements of state and federal law.
Wohlrab says the executive committee lacks diverse representation. She noted the committee has eight Republicans and one Democrat, while the county board is nearly even. She says the committee also lacks age or gender diversity and has no one of color. The executive committee is made up of chairs of the county board's oversight committees. County board chair John McIntyre has said he hands out committee leadership posts based on experience. The committee plans two more public hearings on April 26th and May 3rd. It plans to have a final proposal for the county board to consider in mid-May. I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County health officials reported two more COVID-related deaths, bringing our death toll to 218. Our total of COVID hospitalizations reached a new record of 56. The health department will hold its first drive-through and evening COVID vaccination clinics next week to expand access. And looters who stormed several local businesses and damaged police cars last summer are facing serious financial and legal consequences. That includes restitution of more than $100,000. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Curtis Henry Sr. has been dealing with pipes and poop for 57 years. The Bloomington Normal Plumbers Union is celebrating its longest-standing member. Over that time, Henry has seen the trade and the community evolve. Dana Vollmer has his story.
Plumbing was in the family for Henry. His uncle, Lewis Garrison, was the first black plumber in Bloomington. Henry calls him Old Man Garrison. He was well known around town and helped bring many other black men into the profession. Henry was born and raised in Louisiana, but his uncle thought he'd lead a better life here.
They wanted to bring me up here for me to go to school, see, because I was one of them bad boys. Didn't want to go to school. He tried to get me to come to Bloomington, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't listen. So one day, I got upset with my dad, my mom, and I jumped in my car, and I started driving around. I wind up in Illinois.
This was in the 1940s. Henry was just a teenager. Things weren't easy in Bloomington Normal either. The first time Henry tried to help out with a job, he filled in a hole in someone's yard after his uncle's crew finished a job.
When the man come back that Monday morning, he said, who level this ground up over here? Old Man Garrison said, well, my nephew done that. He said, man, he said, if they'd have caught him on that back hole, he said, they'd have locked his ass up in jail. That's exactly what he said, because See, black people wasn't allowed on these machines around here.
The next time around, Henry did it all by hand. He dug out a 6-foot by 5-foot hole with nothing but a shovel in under 4 hours, much to the surprise of his uncle.
He got out that truck, and he come and he looked, and I had all under the pipe, clean up everything, the whole thing done. He went and got two of those plumbers out of his shop and brought them there to see what I'd done, because he said we would hire people, and it would take a day and a half to do what I'd done in 4 hours. So that's when he starts saying he's going to make a plumber out of me.
Henry learned plumbing the same way many others did, in his uncle's basement on Empire Street. Soon enough, he was working on some of the biggest projects in the community.
My first biggest job that I had in Bloomington, Illinois, was at State Farm. I put the first sewer into that building on the west side of State Farm. There was nothing but a pond. People used to fish and hunt out in that pond. So that's where the sewer was, in that pond.
Henry also did work on Bloomington High School and newly constructed buildings on the campus of Illinois State University. Henry says black men weren't always welcome on job sites.
When I started my job, it was hard because you was only allowed to do some job, and some job you couldn't go on. That's the way it was. But we, like we said, just do what you can do, and if they don't allow you on that, they don't want you to do that, then that was fine.
That changed over nearly 6 decades in the industry. Henry says homeowners were usually respectful if you follow one simple rule.
I go in their house and I take my shoes off at the door, got their plumbing work done, and then walk right on out there.
The next generation of plumbers still rely on Henry as a source of wisdom and mentorship. Henry says he gets calls wanting advice on plumbing dilemmas, and he says he can solve them without even seeing the job.
Plumbing work is not hard. You just got to understand. Understand what to do and what not to do. To me, it's easy.
Henry hasn't worked in 3 years. His wife got sick and needed a full-time caregiver. She passed away in November, and then his daughter died of cancer in February. It's been a hard year. And to top it all off, Henry hurt his back and isn't able to move very well. At age 87, most people would be happy to just kick back and relax. But Henry's ready to get back to the trade. He says he misses it a lot.
My back get better. I just may come out and try to do 50 more years plumbing.
When he's back on his feet, Curtis Henry says his first call will be down to the Union Hall. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Before we let you go, ISU's Milner Library is hosting a National Poetry Month reading with award-winning student poet Naughty Williams. That's today at 4 on Zoom. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.